You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. So, how was everyone's week? Most importantly, I hope we all found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is so important because it's through prayer that we get to speak with Jesus anytime we want about whatever is on our mind. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it, letting us live without worries, fears, or stress. Years ago, I would not have understood what I just told you because I had no relationship with the Lord. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. But in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus, and today my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was Jesus gives us a choice and how it is up to us to decide if we wish to follow Him and His ways or not. Nothing Jesus did was about fanfare or being a celebrity, but rather with humility and grace, providing us with just enough to prove who He was and that we have to decide if we believe in Him or not. On today's show, our guests will be Michael Shannon and Leo Vasquez from NNJCF, a New Jersey foundation. But before we get to them, I wanted to speak about today's topic, which is, we are never alone. All of us experience moments of loneliness from time to time. It's an emotion, albeit not a happy one, and it's part of being human. Some of us may enjoy the solitude, while others, if alone too long, may find themselves getting depressed. But a better choice is to turn to Jesus, for we are never alone. Jesus is with us 24/7, and no matter how lonely we may feel, He will bring us comfort. It's Saturday night, and we find ourselves home all alone with nothing to do. There's no one we can visit, hang out with, or share an activity. We have all had that happen one time or another. But when it happens every week because we don't have any friends or family nearby, what can we do? Well, rather than give in to the loneliness, which will only make it worse, we can reach out to Jesus, share with Him through prayer how alone we are and why. Perhaps the reason we have no friends or family nearby is because we have recently relocated for work and we have yet to be able to make new friends. Pray to Jesus and share that with Him. And while praying to Him, two things should happen. First, we will feel better because we will be sharing our feelings with the Lord. And the second thing that will happen is because Jesus is there to take care of us, He will remove the loneliness and instead bring us hope that in time we will make new acquaintances and our loneliness will be a thing of the past. Once Jesus is aware of our need, He will lead us to where we should be and in this case, help us make new friends and not be alone. In the Bible it says, John chapter 14, verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord will always protect us from loneliness and tells us that we are never alone. Understanding how the Lord is with us every minute of every day is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, we are never alone. Loneliness often turns to sadness, another unpleasant emotion. And we must be careful not to give in to those feelings because we can very soon find ourselves extremely unhappy and despondent. These are not emotions we should ever embrace. And too often, they will lead us down very dangerous paths. But by turning to Jesus, He will help. And with the Lord's help, no matter why we are lonely, He will not only take those feelings away, but will guide us and bring us to a better place. All we have to remember is that we are never alone. The first song I'm going to play today is a worship song called He is Lord. When I wrote this song, I thought of what my life was like before I found Jesus. And as you'll hear in the chorus, what the Lord does for us and why we worship Him. Please listen now to my song, He is Lord.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show. Your prophet.
Now I would like to introduce Michael Shannon, and Leo Vasquez from the Northern New Jersey Community Foundation. Hi, Michael and Leo. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
We're fine, Art. Thanks very much for giving us this opportunity.
It's a pleasure to have you. Let's start with you, Michael. As the president and co-founder, please tell us about NNJCF and what your organization does.
Thanks, Art. Community Foundation essentially exists to help people through encouraging collaborative action. Our watchword is, what can we do together that we can't do alone? So through a variety of ways, chiefly encouraging the arts, we help people build community economically, spiritually, in terms of intellectual activity, whatever. It's your choice. We can help.
Leo, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, sure. To add to what Michael said, we build collaborations in a number of ways. We bring people together, and it's not just a one-shot deal. It can be months over years working together with people. We also connect people with the resources that can help them enhance their communities, with such as knowledge. We do a number of conferences on arts and environment every year, and just helping connecting people to each other. We also do demonstration projects to inspire people in community. So we're one of the largest producers of public art in North Jersey. And we also help generous donors to achieve greater impact with their charitable dollars. So we manage a number of funds that people create to provide scholarship, grants to organizations, or to help address issues that they care about.
Well, as the executive director, what are some of the challenges NNJCF faces, and how can our listeners help?
Probably the biggest challenge is collaboration. We all know that collaboration is a great idea, but it's so hard to do because there are so many obstacles to it. People get distracted, there's distrust, the tyranny of custom. We do things a certain way because that's the way we've always done it. And it just seems easier to do it in person, just by yourself, even though you know it's better to do it with other people. You know, we're about bringing people to the table, bringing them back to the table, listening to them, helping them see that working together is much better than just trying to do things on your own. But if you don't mind, I'd like to just change the question around and see, how can we help your listeners? Because that's what, as a community foundation, we are about helping communities. And we'll say, look, if you want to support your community, we can help. You know, a number of ways. If you want to provide grants or help nonprofits, provide scholarships, we can help you achieve greater impact in your community. If you and your neighbors want to get together to address a community challenge, come talk with us. We can try to help you. And if we're not able to help you ourselves, we can connect you with somebody who may be able to help you.
Michael, as president, would you like to add anything to that?
Leo's done a pretty good job. I just want to stress that the reason I started this was that I just recognize we live in such an insular world, but we all have so many qualities and so many experiences, so that sharing the way we live with each other works. I just want to stress the importance of collaboration and finding out what someone else thinks. No one should think that they know everything about everything, but there's learning to be done, and that's what we foster. That's what we try to get people interested in.
Leo, how can we find more information about NNJCF and learn more about your remarkable foundation?
Thank you. It's really easy. Just go to nnjcf.org.
That is easy. Okay, that was nnjcf.org. Well, once again, you've been listening to Michael Shannon and Leo Vasquez from NNJCF. And I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thanks very much, Art.
Thanks, Art.
My pleasure. Our topic today is, we are never alone. When we're lonely, we typically feel sad. Some of us indulge in things like comfort food to help us get through. That's fine if our loneliness is temporary, but when we are alone often and for long periods of time, it can become much harder to cope with, and before we allow ourselves to go down a path of depression or turning to drugs or alcohol to hide the pain, we can do something that will completely turn a situation around and make us feel a lot better. Pray. Pray to Jesus and share our loneliness with Him. Let Him know how we are feeling and why. Perhaps we are lonely because we have just gone through a very bad breakup. and we are agonizing over the hurt. Talk to Jesus through prayer and tell him exactly how we feel. Don't just pray on this once, but every chance we can. Soon the Lord will go to work on our behalf, and remember, with him all things are possible. We may find ourselves beginning a relationship with someone else, one that turns out to be the perfect person, leading eventually to marriage. Or, if it's possible, with the Lord working behind the scenes, we may wind up reconciling with the person we broke up with, except this time, our relationship grows stronger. When we give our troubles to Jesus, in essence, let go and let God, all kinds of amazing and wonderful things can and will happen. Jesus doesn't want us to be lonely, and he watches over us 24/7. Learn to talk to him through prayer and share with him whatever is on our mind. When we pray, start by letting Jesus know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Then pray for others, and finally pray for our needs. We can also pray for someone we know who is lonely. Perhaps it's a sibling, a child, or a friend who is alone too often. Pray to Jesus and ask him to intervene and to guide the person to a better place, one where they meet new people and make new friends. Perhaps it might be volunteering at a food kitchen or charity event that leads them to make new friends. When the Lord is involved, nothing is impossible. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once a day, and whether it's loneliness or some other difficulty we are facing, share it with Jesus and ask him for his help. Don't just pray on it once, but often, because the Lord works on his timeline, not ours, so be patient. Understanding how important and useful prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Give Music to the Lord. When I wrote this song, I thought of how important a role music plays when worshiping our Lord. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
Get everyone apart, let voices ring out. Give music to the Lord.
Hart will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus tells the parable about Lazarus, who was a poor beggar forced to eat scraps, and the rich man who only cared about himself. When Lazarus died, he was carried away by angels to Abraham. The rich man died a little later and went to hell, yet he could see Lazarus from a distance and cried out to Abraham for Lazarus to bring him some water. He is refused and is told that because of how he lived his life, this was his place. But Lazarus is now being rewarded. The gospel reminds us that if we do not follow the laws of our God while on earth, there will be no place for us in heaven when we die. Today's psalm is Psalm 146, "Praise the Lord, my soul." This psalm reminds us that we must have trust in the Lord and praise our God. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and a contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 146, "Praise the Lord, my soul."
Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Homeless Man on the Street. In 2017, a man was homeless, sleeping on the streets of Prague. One night, he was resting on the stairs of a hostel when around 5 a.m., a group of Italian men returned from a nightclub. They woke him up and offered him to sleep in their room because they had two or three extra beds. The moment he laid down and hugged the pillow, he realized how often we take the simplest things in life for granted. He cried a little and then fell asleep. He is quoted as saying, "He will always be grateful to those guys." When we follow the Lord and His ways, we will always find opportunities to help those in need. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guests, Michael Shannon and Leo Vasquez. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God show us through and through.